Chapter 3. Winchester Residence. 3:56 p.m. The Major extended his hand before Mulder made it down the steps.
Major William Wyatt Winchester, United States Air Force, 128th Reconnaissance Squadron.
Mulder stuck out his sweaty palm. Fox Mulder, Gary's friend from school. The Major clasped his hand in a death grip and shook it.
Gary tells me you have security clearance.
Security clearance? Mulder's dad tossed around the term all the time in an attempt to make his boring job at the State Department sound interesting. Mulder wasn't sure the Major had enough clearance to get into his own bank account. Gimble did a face palm, Mulder's cue to play along.
Of course, sir.
The Major nodded and headed for the living room, motioning for the boys to follow him.
Glad to hear it. I can never be too careful. My work is highly classified, and the government would kill to get their hands on it.
He gestured at the sofa and turned on the TV set and the VHS player.
Have a seat.
If you don't mind me asking, what's your clearance level? After seeing the house, Mulder couldn't resist asking. Gimble's eyes bugged out, and he mouthed,
What the hell?
The Major laughed.
This is a black op, son, and it's my operation. Clearance doesn't get much higher than that. Every move I make is classified.
He tapped on an AM radio on the shelf above the VHS player.
All my communications are encrypted, and information is supplied on a need-to-know basis.
Which means no one knows anything, Gimble said under his breath. How many people are in your unit? Mulder asked.
And are they real?
If the Major knew that Mulder was humoring him, he didn't let on.
I keep my unit small, 3 people, including myself. The members of my unit are true patriots, willing to risk their lives to expose a government conspiracy of epic proportions.
I'm going to show Mulder the telescope, Gimble said.
You're not going to watch the transmission.